Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Thursday, June 5th, 2025. We start today with an announcement from the folks that you heard from yesterday on Around Town, the organizers of the Climate Resilience Fair that was scheduled to be taking place this coming Saturday in Belfast. That has been delayed, postponed until the fall because of weather, as the forecast is predicting rain on Saturday. Looking ahead to Saturday, June 14th, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of rallies planned across the country for No Kings Day, according to the map at nokings.org. They say, quote, "In America, we don't do kings. They defied our courts, deported Americans, disappeared people off the streets, attacked our civil rights, and slashed our services. The corruption has gone too far. No thrones, no crowns, no kings." On June 14th, Flag Day, Donald Trump wants tanks in the streets and a made-for-TV display of dominance for his birthday, a spectacle meant to look like strength, but real power isn't staged in Washington. It rises up everywhere else. No Kings is a nationwide day of defiance. From city blocks to small towns, from courthouse steps to community parks, we're taking action to reject authoritarianism and show the world what democracy really looks like. We're not gathering to feed his ego. We're building a movement that leaves him behind. The flag doesn't belong to Donald Trump. It belongs to us. We're not watching history happen. We're making it. On June 14th, we're showing up everywhere he isn't to say no thrones, no crowns, no kings, end quote. There are now 39 events planned for No Kings Day on June 14th here in Maine. Some of the ones closest to us include Rockland, from 10 to noon at Harbor Park. In Southwest Harbor, from, it says 11:04 to noon, but I'm guessing it's probably just a typo, at the School Green on Main Street. In Augusta, there are two events listed at the same time. One is called Impeach, Remove, Convict, and the other is called No Kings, from noon to 2 p.m. near the State House. In Bangor, the rally will be taking place from noon to 3 p.m. at Railroad Street and Front Street. Belfast will have a No Kings rally on June 14th from noon to 1 p.m. at Post Office Square. In Blue Hill, they'll be having their regular weekly standout that they do every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. along Main Street in front of Town Hall. In Ellsworth, there'll be a No Kings rally from noon to 3 p.m. at City Hall Plaza. North Haven, 4 to 5 p.m. I think this is the first time I've ever, in 25 years of doing this, mentioned a protest in North Haven. But North Haven, 4 to 5 p.m., they'll be having a No Kings rally at the community ball field. You can see all those listings and list anything you have going on yourself at activatemaine.com. Nearly 200 groups have signed on as partners on No Kings Day. You can see the full list at nokings.org. The Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife wants your input. They say, quote, "Maine State Wildlife Action Plan serves as our blueprints for proactively conserving fish, wildlife, and plants to prevent species from becoming endangered. The plan outlines hundreds of species of greatest conservation need, describes their habitats, identifies key threats and habitats, and recommends actions to keep common species common and prevent at-risk species from becoming endangered. The plan is revised every 10 years to evaluate the health of wildlife populations and identify opportunities to conserve species and vital habitats before they become rarer and more costly to protect," end quote. The plan was last updated in 2015. They are now actively working on the 2025 update, and they would like to hear from the public on, quote, "Based on your personal understanding of and familiarity with Maine's wildlife and habitats, please list the top four significant threats and top four conservation actions needed to address significant threats in each of three habitat groups." And the habitat groups are coastal and marine habitats, freshwater aquatic habitats, and terrestrial and freshwater wetland habitats. They would like to have the form in by Saturday, so there's a quick turnaround, and the URLs are long, so I'll post those with the archives for today's program if you're interested in participating. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.